brought to you by Penguin.
The Last Girl by Jane Casey. Read by Caroline Lennon.
She'd been swimming for almost an hour. Her legs felt weak, her arms heavy, every time she lifted them out of the water into the night air that still shivered with the heat of the day. She moved like a wind-up toy, mindlessly. Up and down. Nothing could make her stop. Nothing could break her concentration. She was the water. She was made of water. She was not Lydia. She was gone. Halfway through the next length, something went wrong with her breathing. She inhaled water and stopped swimming, treading water while she coughed. It wasn't a big pool. It took just a few half-hearted strokes to reach the shallow end. She dragged herself up to the wall and leaned her elbows on the side, holding her head. She coughed again, feeling terrible. After a minute, she risked a look around and saw that she was alone. Fatigue hit her like a truck then. She'd done too much. It had seemed important, though, not to give in. It had seemed like the sort of thing her father would appreciate. He'd nodded at her when she'd climbed into the water. She'd been shivering, although the pool was warm, slipping in quickly in case he mocked her for being a baby. He'd done his lengths, his arms crashing through the surface of the pool, his legs stirring up chaos behind him. For a man so lean, he displaced a huge amount of water, as if it was only when he was submerged you could see the energy he threw off. She'd kept to the side of the pool, barely causing a ripple herself, struggling to cope with the waves he created that splashed in her face. And when he pulled himself out, shaking off water like a dog, he hadn't spoken. He'd sat on the bench under the trees, smoking an illicit cigarette, wrapped in a toweling robe, Molly beside him, with her head on her paws. Lydia hadn't known if he was watching her, and hadn't cared to check. She just assumed he was. She'd been busy anyway. She had been counting. 100 lengths first, and then 50 more, and then 10 more, and 10 more, and 3 more after that. 200 was the target, but she hadn't made it. She had failed. In the lights that shone under the water, Lydia's skin looked dead. She stared at her wrinkled fingertips, at her bluish-white thighs that were foreshortened by the water, at the swell of her stomach under her long-sleeved T-shirt, rounded and soft, quivering as she struggled to catch her breath. Disgusting. She waded over to the steps, pulling herself up by the handrail. The water felt as if it was clinging to her, reluctant to let her go. She felt bowed down by tiredness, by the impossible weight of gravity. She'd left a towel on the arm of a chair and wrapped it around her, shivering at the touch of the soft fabric where it met her skin. Leaving a trail of wet footprints across the stone patio, she opened the back door, turning the handle slowly and silently. The rule, her mother's rule, was that you showered and dried off outside in the pool house, so that no one would track water through the kitchen and drip on the immaculate ivory carpets in the rest of the house. Lydia paused on the threshold, listening, staring into the dark room with wide eyes. She had no intention of taking off her swimming costume in the pool house, of being any more naked than she had to be on the long walk to the privacy of her bedroom. Satisfied that she was alone, she padded through the kitchen, the marble floor cold against her feet. In the hall, she moved more quickly, on tiptoe. The carpet felt wet already, she thought.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?